Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John 12, 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same Greeks came to the worship or to the feast. They came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and came to desire him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Luke chapter 21, verse number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. The Bible said, "And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, so that day does not come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, I will want Willie to read it the last time, so that I will follow him simultaneously.
Read
the word.
I say, "Edano ametumo impofrimu se fidie."
Never on all chats are singing any so.
I didn't know Ebane Bau be so. When you be in Frimo. In Yanni Adano, said the Nan Wakano, Metrin Sempa, Eter, you know, or say, Namompa and Mujane no Anya Awabre. I just say, "In Yanni Debi, I will can see."
Into more way, Namon Shredda, no one wanted the Janier for you, never be in Yemu, Namakujina, Unipabano enim.
Would be a betina with Nipabano enim. Yes, ye, and Yama, who ye, especially near Yanukukum. Yahi Yashi, praise the name of the Lord. And I know, and I know what they shall say. Mohemoe, Tihonumi,
Namoshamoe.
Yashi, Shay, Psalm 119, verse 9. A dear na brantia na babawa, edibatina kwaho, and it's a washen who see. Who sorry, Anopa? Manning it was some Ronsi, 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 Ronsi. It should be with you. This rhythmical warning must be with you throughout your life. Ronsi, shall we see ye? The Nipa baby, Ronsi, and Casabri, Omadasotias. Nipabia, Nankan woman at Tias, Omo, your music, a crabby, and Gomadasotias. And we are sorry, ho, and I want that so anyhow. You need me. Shall we see ye? From who see ye? Fidie de omo besu nsu bi atia.
Tin makacho se fidie no so.
Watch the snare. There is a snare. Etumu fidie, fidie ti se asew. A net. Then I'm catching up. She fidie no one to. Tiranwe. Take heed unto yourselves. Na okay na yi a okay kan yi a. Na mama ko kai ayi Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 1. Zephaniah 3:1. It brings me to that particular scripture instantly. Look at what the Bible says. Woe unto her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. Go to, you know, the next verse. She any other thing is temporary. I'm telling you, any other thing is temporary. But when you call heaven home, you shouldn't joke with it. I want to talk to you about certain commodities you must not joke with it. Number one, your salvation. Don't joke with nkwajienwa wenyano. Mfeni agro. And I'm sorry, Pastor. I didn't even catch you anypa. I do have you. I bet my man quite genuine influencer. Now let me tell me, you know. So this is common logic. When the Bible was talking about, there are people whose name have not been blotted out of the book of life. That means that your name can be blotted out of the book of life. And why will your name be blotted out of the book of life? They should stop all these crazy messages they are telling people that, you know, once you are saved, you are forever saved. You can do anything you want to do and your salvation is still intact. What kind of message is that? Pioneer! If that is the case, why then do we have to be working out our own salvation with fear and with trembling? Why? First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9. Okay, I me say, he starts by telling you that Emma won. So mommy, it is a very revelatorical Matthew 24:4. Yes, you can see me. Womu bisan is a dear nebeya womaya to sumi, you know, and one sanctuary, catch it there. Yes, you can say.
Now, yes, you go so and say, Caution will be another.
Say, yeah, no be another. Fair sign, another. Say, yeah, me and Fanada, Mawupunano. Now, some, you know, instances and whatever, it sounds very nice, but it's false and fake and a lie. Say, yeah, there'll be another. Have you ever quote number two, apart from your salvation, and then you grow, is eternal life.
Eternal life.
Eternal life, and then you grow. If you die without eternal life, you are going into eternal damnation. Daniel chapter 12 verse 2. Daniel 12:2. The people who die, some will go to eternal life, some will go to eternal shame and eternal contempt. Yeah. Daniel 12:2. As many as die in the dust of the earth shall awake or resurrect, some to everlasting or eternal life, others to eternal shame or condemnation or contempt. Tiania yasu kano and you will be a woo and a wako and you because an anwa kasa and shia and you will fa a woo a wuratim. They died as born again. Died as born again. The Spirit said, yes, they shall rest from their labors and their works will follow them. Because you are not very careful. Who be din na dechi? Na dechi. Ama unkwaji yabo. Especially if you are not careful and you are in an environment, wouldn't him sadia wuye boni, but ubi enti minkanjiro. because of something small that you can offer or give. Just like the government of Ghana. Not this only government, all successive government. Will put our power and influence. Because who could car a development in my area? Therefore, all they can do is, Your Excellency, oh government, you are doing so well, including World Bank and IMF. Including the You are the best. You are the one who is best. It means two about over 1 million deal. Because the truth was there and nobody could hit it. And if you are in an environment where the people are benefiting from you and therefore they cannot tell you the truth, you are in a dangerous place. Shaya no be another oho mobile meet me a preacher de fofro you will feel good and feel nice. There are so many, you know, synoptical theses that I can be able to stand here and expostulate. Meaning preaching. And many people huri huri sa. I'm a good preacher. But okay, time Proverbs 31, hold on. Okay, send me a virtuous woman knows that her merchandise is good. She knows it. Pioneer, meet me a preacher at the floor. From line 1, 2, 3, line where so everybody will match up. And miracles, elevation is coming by the Spirit of the Lord. Minim preacher, meet me preacher, my MP Sabah, sorry. Ministers of state, meet me preaching. But in Grofo way, preacher me preaches is here, woman pair. Therefore, I don't expect them to come here. At me the bem mani wa mu baby a womu bia. They will hear it. Sanukura, eye adwuma wo ye memua. En Kenya ni say would be. How can somebody take a gun and shoot a police officer? How? I go be she police uniform or mining nelson some the channel. Sandy Bano, the fiance wouldn't go. You didn't consider that she is even a woman, that she is somebody's mother, that she is somebody's wife, that she is somebody's sister, that she is somebody's daughter, that she is a blessing. You didn't consider. Take a gun and go to a police officer and shoot the police officer. We know what to say. Proceed in she free you. It's sad. Ghana, this is an indictment on you, the church. This is an indictment on you. It is a clear indication that the Kureni Kuruimu. Shaya na nada. Will you want King Kai Hono? First Corinthians 6:9. He put it in a very interesting revelation the Bible talks about. And will be our ye Christoni and we will need to get this revelation. He said, know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. Because deception is the first sign of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Nada haba soria to the point that another have found his way to our pulpits. Now when you are preaching the truth, the people don't like you too. Canada. Any show.
Let's speak the heart and the mind of God to you wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen. Get the revelation. That is what has happened in Daniel chapter number 11, verse number 31. Daniel 11:31. I like brofono. The Bible said, an arm shall stand on his part, and they shall tear you, they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. They will pollute the sanctuary, the temple of power. They will pollute it and shall take away the daily, if you see the word sacrifice, replace it with worship. They will replace the daily worship, and they shall place abomination that make it desolate. They will replace it. First part, say, "Obi pa kase mi e Christoni ojinawa wa unu Christoni a usi Christoni ne." Kase wenyami di forba. This is a prophet of God, of God Most High, and they are coming. Man, when you see a prophet, one guy says, "I am show you are remembering of Ponibia what did at the glance of a prophet." And then your boy is here, baby. Yeah, we must warm here di ifu. What try? Mama Rita was on the phone with somebody, and I said, "Baby, who is it that you have kept long on the phone like that?" She said, "The lady is saying that she's in a church, in a particular church, and the pastor, you know, told her 3 days ago that he is interested in her. He wants to have sex with her, but the pastor is married, and the lady is astonished. She can't sleep." I said, "Tell her to sleep. Tell her to sleep." I got an email 4 days ago from the nation of Lesotho, and similar thing. This girl is, you know, a call girl mistress, a prostitute, and then have found Christ, have found a church that is serving the Lord. Now, what she was doing there, now the preacher wants to bring that thing to her. Oh, I would have dared. I would always say, "Me say we be a year and a year fra. Now prekupe ya kujino. Now ya tineni. Now ya dina ba asemne. Asemne jareno. Asemne tenoho. Hongrongrong betineni mo. I was with me jin tetiye. Timiye. Jin tetiye na unye ihini nasitim. Emenu ma pano. Sani pano. Sofu inu biya ne na njumpana. Sese ni pano." He will preach, he will be happy. But the thing I have found about the truth is that, ladies and gentlemen, truth does not make happy. Oh, please. Truth does not make happy. Truth. Patch up on some truth, it doesn't make happy. Have you ever seen anybody with a concoction of herbal, you know, herbs and put together herbal medication? I'm going to say, "Obey then when you my milligramage and dosage as a quantum nenum." Would you bother with your malaria, typhoid, fever, whatever? We are Kamala. It's gone. Sir! And you're sour. And yet, I dear, you're Nika. Woman, me, I'm a drawer, boss, you'd go bend to him.
woye nane kuruwa besi nchenyu pia niye wadi ya jina wo mia utibuse bibi ule umu wo ya usi tenasi ya bi osi huri huri asa watenasi muna amaya mohonsa diya yansa wada praise the name of the Lord. It's very interesting, you know, when I consider very important national issues that sometimes I think about it and I realize that I'm panokuna huyasibedwem tuakujina echirichiri emankuntumpu diya diya. If I am looking for a government contract, just like the people will do at the embassies, they will do their own investigation and background checks on me. Whatever document I present, they are PNA. When 19 women near Brikofi Drusa, they will make sure that the documents I produce are authentic, they are genuine, and they are real. The contract move. Think about that. Barbering shops have part or shares in the contract. Barbering shop. The people who are in the PDS deal is linked to a barbering shop in East Legon. Ghana, what to be your America? Da, when the contract ni mama we answer na unu se paper nye. That is the same thing. People who have applied for jobs, most of the documentations are fake. There are chief directors with fake documents. There are police officers with fake documents. There are educationists with fake documents. There are practicing medical practitioners who don't even qualify. Let's start all over again. We'll be our employee. Let's begin to authenticate your documents. You will be shocked. Do you know the kind of and the number of people controller and accountant general pay, but they don't exist? They pay, but they don't exist. Because! And look at Zephaniah chapter 3. Now let's look at verse number 2. Zephaniah, the third chapter, the second verse. Let's work. The Bible said, she obeyed not the voice of God. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not nigh to God. I want you to put it in different versions. Let's work the same verse. Let's work in different versions. The Bible says she obeys no one. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw nigh to her God. Another version. Let's work quickly. No one can tell it anything. It refuses all correction. It does not trust in the Lord or draw nigh to its God. Let's go to the next one. He says it has not listened to the Lord or accepted his discipline. It has not put its trust in the Lord or asked for his help. Go to the next one. And then he goes on to, she did not listen to and heed to the voice of God. She accepted no correction or instruction. She trusted not in the Lord, nor leaned on or was confident in him, but was confident in his own wealth. She drew not nigh to her God, but to the God of Baal or Molech. Go to message and then I will finish. The city that wouldn't take advice. Ghana! Wouldn't accept correction. Wouldn't trust God. And wouldn't even get close
It
simply means that who be a Christonia na wonkrungrun to mu a se be ya wo be nyine no aso enkwaje eso aba adwensa twera so aba na waso awo foforo no aya wo no eso aba no e wo se number 1 we are there
with here radiasem
dear radiasem. It should be one thing we do with love. We must passionately do it. Matambabro me kutie uradiasem. The reason why we don't like it is because yem penchre chire pape ye enam se yasumye ye hine. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse number 2 was a pemuka semno jino mubre preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. The Bible said correct, reprove, exalt, rebuke with all long suffering and doctrine. Verse number 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Pioneer. When Tier Radiasem, natural said, in Yabba for Christ, I was here Tier Radiasem. Number 2. Many people don't like in-depth study, in-depth teaching of the word of the Lord. Be koha Matthew chapter this to that, Luke chapter 4 verse 1, you know, Revelation chapter, no, they don't like it. They rather be fidgeting with their phones. Fidgeting. We have no depth. Many people come to church, they don't even have Bibles. They carry a nice smartphone. The smartphone is over 2,000 cedis. The Bible is 30 Ghana. Oh, beti me abonsem. Omo amfebi amano na ammo. Let me tell you something. Becoming born again and receiving Christ as your Lord and personal Savior is a very serious decision. It is not a decision for showmanship. It's a decision for your eternity. You don't joke with that decision. Jesus died a very painful death. The pain was too excruciating. It was demeaning. It was maligning. It was marginalizing for us to trivialize it. Tianye! Christ or no, he will not even be agro. Min came here and run your baby ceremonies. Every day we must remind you of the death of his sacrifice or the sacrifice of his death. We have to remind you. He paid the price for you to be called a child of God. Therefore, you can't have one foot there and another here. The assembly never knew you. You're tearing at the assembly. Number 1. Number 2. Jinchire chire. Diemu. That is the kind of Christians we need. The coffee draw preaching, my bubble quotation in that or me coffee am a check and say what can say yes what can on noa cocheke cocheke and on in church. What's with in church? The tutelage and the impartation of God's word and the spirit of God. Will you come to
you? But you say you the four or hano yes still one or Thessalonica no
fine I will kink.
Acts 17:11.
Acts chapter 17, verse number 11. Acts the 17th book. Quotation to a man. Acts 17, verse number 11. Can go to
you. Therefore, all honey, yes, no one or Thessalonica. No, were you a young perfect Gia Semino?
Yeah, were you a young perfect Gia Semino?
Now that was a church, yes, Semino said.
Yeah, or you retro Semino has said.
Neo Manatisana.
As someone was my for Paul, a canoe, a Tesana. Yeah, a Christopher on the crowd, the beat to be home. And I say, you know, these were, go to the previous verse, possibly we can get the revelation of what we are talking about. He said, you know, the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas unto Berea. So he is speaking about Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now go to verse number 11. It's Berea, that means the Christians at Berea were more noble than the ones in Thessalonica. What did it to be home? Obama men for Ghana Christo Sumno and to UK. If you are a Christian in the United Kingdom and you don't stand firm, I'm telling you, sweetheart, you are already on your way to destruction, because the kind of Christianity over there, half of it and partly is a joke. I'm telling you, truth to power, woman to be ganjo. You know, it's about your documents in the Home Office. The Lord will do it. There be your documents. Is it the only thing? Haven't you understood that man shall not live by bread alone? And yet there be an your problem. What's on your cry? What's the winning? You are thinking about your car. You are thinking about your marriage. What about your salvation? Leave this up. That is why I will see. I will hear so. Jesus said it in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 14. Was in Timunya in a munim da crone brecro, yamureba. Nyenda, debia, you are on your guard. Will you come into
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13.
A Tiffany
said,
I will see.
I won't so share.
O set ye.
Ne,
I won't see. You know, minister of this, minister of that. What you mean? So, major baby papa. Now, the prina four. One prina four, bears in sea. One year and nine. Sandy Pawai! In tears, you will change. Can't so much, you know. Righteousness, it exalts a nation. The Bible said when the righteous rule, everybody rejoices. When the sinner rules, everybody hides. They go into hibernation. Number three. The arm of flesh will fail. And the scripture is Jeremiah chapter number 17. Jeremiah 17, verse number 5. Can home you into kind 5-6.
Sir, this year, what do you want to do? What do you
want to do? What do you want
to do? No, they won't know me.
The Bible said, whose heart departs from the Lord. Your heart. You know your heart. Your roots are deep in Christ. Yame wa ama minu ye wudia ni yame okra no minu ni asem. The Bible said in the day of adversity, if your strength fails, it means your strength was small. I'm telling you. It's time to feed the flock of God. Like Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That is what we should be doing. Lastly, you know, will you kind of walk it to a bit? Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Verse number 5. Very interesting revelation. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart. Adiano is all your heart. Not rather, if there is any word where our hearts must be going, all of it is for the Lord. Love the Lord. Love God. Love God. Love God. Love God. Love God. Love God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 47. He said, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. That means that if you serve the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, abundance of all things automatically comes to you. Let's finish with Matthew chapter 13. Let's finish with the parable of the sower. Let's finish with that. Now you teach me about the asam ekikano ho. Will you have me into you? The Bible said a great multitude gathered to themselves together to him. He went into the ship, and then the whole multitude gathered at the shore and stood there, and Jesus began to teach. Read. The Bible said, and he speaking many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow his seed.
Roots.
You must be deeply rooted in Christ. Obia shiawa. Christ so. This is Christ-like. That's what I'm talking about. Your husband must see Christ in you. Your wife must see Christ in you. You must be a Christian. Forget about a prophet, singer, whatever, whatever. You are a Christian, child of God. We are Christian. I was shocked last Sunday. I heard a story of one husband who wanted to have three women in a sexual whatever, including his wife. Three at the same time. So the wife said, no problem. I have only one request as a condition. If you can meet that one, I will honor yours. Let me first look for four men. You don't know. Let's get to business. When we finish, we will do your synchronicity. Yeah. What kind of perversion is this? What kind of wickedness is this? Sodom and Gomorrah multiplied by many times in our generation. And the Bible said, now the generation sees evil and they call it good. That is a danger. They see evil and they said, this is good. They rather see good and they call it evil. If somebody is a virgin, we feel the person, something is wrong with the person. Woman, no. They feel something is wrong with you. Hey,
sir. Sir. Eh, we are here to grow. Huh? We are your tone like a Titi Wumpum. Titi Wumpum. You know, I'm teaching. Then he also want to make a move. Watch your steps. Watch your steps. Watch your steps. Watch your steps. We have brain a woman. And you may be a dandan in it as a sin it. One guy scripture no kind no was a devotion control. I saw for Namu Amoboso, a do on my own cuckoo swassam, Nami mine so penisa. Never ye no! A dear now be. I didn't know. In the end. In the end. In the end. What are you going to do? I finished my presentation. Will you come?
Patrol verse 7. Ebi musiko gun kasemu, nankasenu nyine na emiano.
Read.
Nebisiko gu asaspemu, na swaba, ebi oha, ebi aduosia, ebi aduasa. De ewo owa sono, manuntie.
Yes, you said you were wild, son. Maninji, I feel will you? Who can a benenjin as a
verse 18.
Verse 18, Yanka.
Ogufa Hobeno, a situation.
Read the word of God.
After Munti, Ogufa Hobeno.
Say, dear Ogufon Hobe.
Obia, I mean, what
you and Yanko pass.
No one Tiasia,
no one Tiasia.
Obono Fonaba, Bashim, the Wagun Nakumemuno.
Pierre, Obono Fonaba, a light bro, for no look at how he puts it. The wicked one catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. That means that the word, the soil for the word is the heart. Your heart. Akuma. You need to, that is why the Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of your heart are the issues of life. Your heart is not a place, you know, we give to people who don't even take their life serious. A young lady coming up has given his heart to dogs and pigs. No, make care of that. Matthew chapter
7, verse
6. Ubi so pa ye careful o. Ma mo kokwa wa be kase, you know, to be careful. Hi, sexy chick. E was who no say ya no mo approach. Nanka wobi ya ye babi tie da dia sim say dia. Inse wuno bi on mo ayengika. I'm telling you. Se wuno bi on mo ayengika. Ha wuno bi ope wo pe so ye on wa dia wuno na wuno. We you serious? Tell you one pen branching. We're in our tempers because we for straight. One more answer, you know, Charlie, I feel you. I feel you. And don't quite a treat. You need to check. Man, the girl be hot. So is hell. Hell is even hotter. I mean, can't say much, you know. I'm more there must be boundaries in everybody's life. Yeah, there must be boundaries. So for moi, you know, I say, you know, I go and change my baby mouth and will draw some. Sentin honorable for ya aqua one day. It may catch the Ubisi Shiami Hotel Okofodia. Young girl, who is your daughter's age? Honorable Tihu Chine. Senti na Barbara said, and you won't win any pina and nimyansa. Pianya! Look at how I'm into. Job chapter 32, verse 7.
Verse 7,
come on.
But you may come from verse 6. Media me abofra na mo de moya enkokra. Enti na meto mebo ase.
Meto mebo ase.
Na me so se meka de mi.
Shosha, meka ni eminim.
Meka se wo ma onyinche.
Mo ma nyinche enkasa.
Ane ma fear do.
Ai fear no do. Enti na wo ma dwene.
Ampa ho ma orders ni mu no.
Ho ma orders ni mu.
No tun for home na ma ni hu.
Tu for home e ma ni hu no mu.
Enye wo na wanyini pii na onim nyansa.
Ye ye. Enye wo ho anyini pii eni nim nyansa.
Nyanya mpeni na onim atemu.
O nyanya mpeni na onim atemu. Obi wo dwene pa, dwene pa wo ye monatofo. Dwe monatofo. I was so heartbroken many years ago when the church at Amasama, you know, the preacher lives on the church premises at the mission house. The next door neighbor who is a member of the church, a single parent, a father, you know, came with two of his children, one 13, the other 7. And then I said, please, can you keep my children? I have, you know, a job offer at Kasua. I just want to go and present my estimates and come back right now. Within that short space of time, 4 hours, the preacher raped the little girl. In the mission house. As I'm speaking right now, the preacher is serving preaching term at Insawam. Here. There are no morals, moral etiquette, moral standards. The fear of God is gone. The fear of God is nowhere. People can be very nice with great ideas, concepts, and we say, this can be our leader, and then we put them there, and then the fear of God is gone. Fear of God is gone. Will you? To are you honest?
Oh, you need your good acquaintance. Na di ogun no abua so no ene di oti asem no de ani di age ni tentem na so oni hini woni mu na oti
kakara won we hini no make kan asem woni hini woni mu nti otna se kakara
na asem ni sama ni hu na
asem ni nti he uti nyame asem a get ready for nso he in your faith you will be tried your faith will be tested. I'm telling you.
Now, assembly is a man who now tie bar. Now, in Tamara, a tuna centidia.
A man who knew or tie a bibe bar. One she ye bet to him did. I'm telling you, read the word.
Now, the Ogun and Casemun, the Otia Semino. Now, we are just a name with Dadden and how near Hunya de Nade, Mia Semino.
One will say, and Zama walking out, Hano, a Biani, a Bobo, Sufri, Luke chapter 21, a Hono, sign to Boka, hey,
the Ogun and Casemuno,
but your team, maybe, cop,
Nedia, or Tia Semino,
Bia, what Tia would have the Asam, I Ogun and Casemuno, one on your Tia Semino.
Now we are sitting name with Dajani,
now we are sitting name with Dajani.
Ne how?
Verse Benono,
but your verse 22.
Put it on the panel. He calls it the deceitfulness of riches. Deceitfulness. The verse again, Matthew chapter 13:22. Deceitfulness of riches. That is how the Bible puts it. Deceitfulness of riches. Choke the word. When your Ben says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Do not love the world nor the things that are in it. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Anything that God gives us is to just to enable us, to help us to fulfill our purpose on earth. You are not supposed to put your heart in that. You are not supposed to love, you know. But the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. Many having coveted it, have plagued themselves with many, 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 many sorrows. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy 6, 6. You know, quotation at all. Go via Kokenkai. It is assembly in Abane. We are Mumbim Gunyama, we are Bafui International Semame. We can hear.
But your first
godliness with contentment is great gain. 7.
But your verse 7. Now you are fresh here, Mary. I say,
you are fresh. We brought nothing into this world.
Now, so you want to be fresh in Fremont Court.
You know, Lord, the police officer we buried, he's got something.
But he didn't take there something. When they lift your casket, it will be just your remains and the clothes they have placed on you. Sometimes they go a little further and put rings and little money with 50 cities, 20 cities. And I make us any mumpe with Bruni woman come. Pe by your nomine, a so by it. Unanaba, I can open so by your mumfa binka. Udra, Boba Pesia Masua, Manini. Your casket will be carried empty, except your remains will bury you. After 1 month, you will decompose, asa, on earth. But your soul will stand before God, and it will be judged. The Lord will judge you according to Romans chapter 2 verse 16. Among all the judgment scripture, this one I fear it. Romans 2:16, he said, God, the day which God will judge the secrets of men. The secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Through quotation it was Hebrews 4:13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in the sight of God, for all things are naked and open in the eyes of the God you are dealing with, to whom we need to deal with.
Romans
Romans 14 the 12th chapter. You know, look at what he said. Then, so everyone shall give account of himself unto God. Jeremiah 17 and verse number, I think it's verse number 10. Jeremiah 17, verse 10. He said, I, the Lord, I search the heart, I try the reins, even to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, according to their war, you know. When you maybe to your car, Matthew 16:27. I say, the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to. Thank you. Second Corinthians 5:10. I will close with that. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body. I break in Jesus' name. You know, when the word of God comes like this, the Bible said the word is like a mirror. Isn't that what the Bible said in James chapter 1 verse number 21 to 25? You read that. James chapter 1 verse 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that is able to save your souls. Verse number 22. He said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In verse number 23, he said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding himself, his face in a mirror or a glass. In verse number 24, he looks at himself in the mirror and leaves the mirror and goes away and straight away forgets his imagery which was in the mirror. In verse number 25, I like this. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Yeah, and continue therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but the doer of the work, this man shall be blessed. He know his enterprise. He shall be blessed.
Will you come out?
Very interesting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. It just reminds me of someone. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not, sit in the seat of the scornful. His delight is the law of God. In his law he meditates day and night. He might observe to do according to all that is written therein. He shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. His leaves shall not wither. Whatever he does, whatever, he shall prosper. So you know, now, see, Apple. Clap your hands for the Lord. Are you clapping your hands for them?
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.